And joining Hannah and me for a look at what's been making science headlines this week are Laurie Winkless from the National Physical Laboratory. Hello, Laurie.
Hi, guys.
And we're also joined by Bibi Campasejo from Chemistry World magazine. Hello, Bibi. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
Now, first up, Bibi, you have been looking out for beer drinkers. This is something very close to my heart, but it turns out we might have been getting more than we bargained for.
Yes. This is unpublished research that was presented this week at the ACS spring meeting. And for those who are not familiar with it, it's the American Chemical Society. They have two meetings a year and they're absolutely huge. And this is one of the topics that caught our attention because obviously, again, beer is a very interesting topic of conversation for most of us.
It does seem to catch people's attention quite a lot, yes.
It does, it does. So basically, there is an issue with the beer making process in that brewers might have been unwittingly adding arsenic to beer.
Arsenic is obviously a toxic chemical. We know that it builds up in our soil and so on. How is it making its way into beer?
Okay, so it all started in 2008 when a group of Italian researchers published a paper where they had been looking at the levels of arsenic, lead and cadmium in 20 beers. And what they found was that about 50% of them had higher levels of arsenic than were, you know, than the recommended levels of the World Health Organization for drinking water, which is about 10 micrograms per liter. So they discovered that. They thought that the arsenic could potentially have made it into the beer via contaminated water or because the arsenic had deposited on the grain from air pollution or traffic sources. But they didn't make a clear connection there. So in 2013, a couple of days ago, Mehmet Koelan of the Weihenstephan Research Center at the Technical University of Munich in Germany said that he had actually investigated the source of the arsenic and he traced it back to the material used to filter the sediment from the beer.
Now, when I think of filtering a drink, I think of using paper or perhaps a sort of plastic nylon mesh. What are they actually using and why does it contain arsenic?
It is a compound called Kieselgur, I think, I'm guessing that's the German word, and it's diatomaceous earth, and it consists of fossilized remains of diatoms, which is a type of hard-shelled algae that lived millions of years ago, and it contains varying amounts of arsenic, so depending on where it comes from, it will have higher or lower levels, and that is where the source is.
Is this arsenic present in all brands of beer? How many different types of beer did he analyse?
He was looking at German beers specifically, and they analysed hundreds of samples. They found arsenic in practically all of them, but only a few of them had higher levels than 10 micrograms per litre. So going back to your question about is it present in all types of beer, if they use this compound for filtration, probably yes. And it's also used in other filtration processes within the food and drinks industries, for example, wine as well, or for honey or syrups. So if you want to have a crystal clear appearance in beer or wines, you generally use this compound for the filtration process. So, it's something to think about.
So just finally, is this sort of artisan beers? Are these beers using very traditional methods? And if we find the beers that are made in mass quantities, are they likely to be using different types of filtration? So we're probably safe with our supermarket beers, but it might be those special bottles that you find in little markets that are the problem.
I'm not sure, actually. I think it's pretty common in terms of the process that they use that. So I would guess that a large amount of beers will have this problem. It's very easy to resolve, though, because you can either use other filtration methods. You can use Kieselgur that has lower levels of arsenic, or you can actually wash it before you use it as well, or treat the material before you put it in your filter. So it's got an easy solution, but I wouldn't, want people to worry. I think you should be more worried about, intoxication with alcohol than with arsenic. So,
well, thank you very much.